In Britain today, Prime Minister Tony Blair suffered his first major parliamentary defeat as Prime Minister. British lawmakers voted down a new terrorism law. The dramatic loss raises questions about Blair's authority. Joining us now from his home in London is reporter Nick Fielding, who was senior reporter at the Sunday Times of London. Good to have you back on the program.
Hi there, Neil, and good to be here.
And this was a controversial proposal in the terrorism law that would have allowed authorities to hold prisoners without charge for 90 days.
Yes, it was, and it was extremely controversial. There was a very strong feeling that this was possibly going a little bit too far. There's a very strong tradition here, obviously, of habeas corpus, and at the moment the limit is 14 days. Now, opponents of the 90-day proposal were suggesting, and I think they could have won a vote on 28 days straight out, but the government pressed and continued to press for a 90-day limit, and they went off the tracks this afternoon.
Now, as recently as last week, we had heard that the Prime Minister Blair had taken stock of the situation, realized he was not going to win on the 90 days, and had decided to back down, and then changed his mind. Why did that happen?
Well, certainly as the Home Secretary changed his mind, whether or not the Prime Minister changes his mind is a little bit more difficult to determine. But if he did, it may have been on the calculation that by very narrowly losing the vote, he could have blamed it on the opposition. And unfortunately, today, having lost by a majority of 31, even that position is not tenable. He can hardly blame it on the opposition when 49 members of his own party voted against him.
He even called back a couple of his cabinet members who were on overseas visits, of course, they're members of parliament as well, to get their votes in what he anticipated would be a very close vote. As you noted, it wasn't close, as it turned out. And at this point, are people questioning, I mean, Blair over the past 8 years or so, this is the first time he's gotten something this big, this wrong.
It is. It is quite remarkable, and it is certainly a very significant date. The leader of the opposition has already been calling for his resignation, and some of his own members, not necessarily for the first time, but certainly are repeating their calls for his resignation. Now, I think it's far too early to start talking about that kind of situation at the moment, but certainly we know that the Prime Minister is not going to stand as leader of the party after leading up to the next election, and there is now, there's the beginning of the real campaign for the replacement of Blair as leader of the Labour Party and Prime Minister.
This also comes after, the most recent scandal, the forced resignation of David Blunkett, who came back to the Prime Minister's cabinet after a period in exile, so to speak, and then had to leave shortly thereafter. Is there a sense that Blair's lost his touch?
I think that may well be a growing perception. Certainly many people from the outside thought that the decision on Blunkett and backing him when it was quite clear he was going to lose his position, he would have to lose his position, was a misjudgment. And certainly again overnight, the attitude of the Prime Minister taken, had he known that there were going to be this many people voting against it, he wouldn't possibly have hung himself out to dry like this. And it does look like misjudgment on two occasions within a week, and that will resonate through the party.
And losing this vote today by such a decisive margin, is that going to be taken as, the latest sign of evidence that a strong element of Prime Minister Blair's own party, despite the fact that he's led them to victory, thumping victories in two straight elections, despite that fact, they are still very angry with him over Iraq?
I think that possibly resonates somewhere in the background, but I think this was these were more straightforward issues. These were issues that, although it appeared that there was support in the country for these issues, the parliamentarians were very, very reluctant to cede away so much of what they described as very hard-won rights. And I think that was the preeminent issue. I think Iraq is still there, and it will rankle, and it will probably grow as the end of Blair's premiership comes in sight. But these were very straightforward issues, I think, about legal rights and democracy.
And in the end, as you noted, the Parliament did vote for to make it possible to hold prisoners without charge for 28 days, double the time that they now have.
That's correct, and even that clearly is a very long time in terms of the traditions, the normal legal traditions in this country, which have already been extended up to 14 days. But I think it's quite significant to note that parliamentarians voted against this measure, even in the knowledge that all the senior police chiefs have been calling for support for it.
Nick Fielding, thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Nick Fielding is a senior reporter at the Sunday Times in London, joined us from his home in that city.